You have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company.
What's happening in hour three? J Mart and Ramon, 104.5 The Zone. We'll be at Bold Patriot Brewing Company tonight, 5 to somewhere around 8 o'clock. Hanging out, hashtag for the fam, inaugural hangout this evening. Come join us. Oh, Charlie's going to have some food out there for you. Titans going to have some football out there for you as well. Kickoff 6:30 here on The Zone. A couple of hours of pregame prior to that. Mo Foster's here. Jonathan Schaefer's here. I'm Jason Martin. Coach Mack will be here in the next hour. Not in person because he's in Baltimore, but we'll talk to him here in just a little over an hour. Baltimore's 21-0 in their last 7 years.
No, I think they're 20-0 and they're going for their 21st.
Oh, whatever.
I think their 21st. I mean, come on now. Come on now.
Yeah. Better get it right considering they seem to care so much.
Yeah, man.
Good for y'all, man.
Cool, Dippy.
Good for y'all. But I could, man, if I had saved it, I'd have just done it for the Bleep You Aaron Rodgers. But it is time for the aforementioned Bleep You Aaron Rodgers. See
you
driving around town
with the girl I love in my life. Bleep you, Aaron Rodgers. Ooh, ooh, I'm just a change in my pocket. It wasn't enough. I'm like, bleep you, Aaron Rodgers.
When your baby keeps you up all night. When you bust a tire by hitting a pothole. When you're not completely comfortable with your starting quarterback. All there's left to say is...
you, Aaron Rodgers.
On J-Mart and Ramon.
All right, one of you two, or both of you go.
Go ahead, Mo.
I go first. I got two quick ones. It's really just an understanding. The first one I wasn't going to do, but I was like, you know what? No, I don't know if this is a bleep you, Aaron Rodgers, to the exact person, but for the situation in which you tricked yourself out of your own bag, man. So Beyonce released her album last week, and there was a music artist by the name of Khalees that performed the song Milkshake. My milkshake brings out a boys to the yard. That song right there. Well, Beyonce put in her writing credits that Khalees gets credit for. They use a melody on a song called Energy, right? And it basically breaks down that she used just the rhythm of it. Not necessarily her exact words or anything. It was basically you hear a little bit of the la, 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 la in the rhythm of the song. Khalees comes out, bashes Beyonce, says she should at least have called me and given me, you know, the just respect that I need and all of those types of things. Well, more information comes out. Khalees doesn't necessarily own the song. She gets no writing credits for the song. She only gets paid for the song if she performs it. Most of the money goes to the record label and Pharrell because they helped produce the song. She basically, so what did Beyonce do? She pulled Khalees off of it. You want to bash me publicly? Well, guess what? You don't get a bag anymore. Beyonce basically removed her from her song, took the writing credits because she didn't have any, and she was basically looking out for her to give her a bag. So because of that, I gotta give Khalees one because she tricked herself out of her own bag, man, for a song she had no rights to. So Shafe, give that one to her just because. Don't do
it. You, Aaron Rodgers.
And my next one is to the Couch Scouts. Okay, there has been a clip going around of Jordan Davis bull rushing Cam Jurgens. I think he's the first or second round draft pick for the Eagles. I think maybe the second overall draft pick. In the one-on-one pass rushing and camps, most coaches will tell you don't bull rush, work on a passing move. There have been so many people that have been championing Jordan Davis for bull rushing Cam Jurgens, who is an undersized center, but he plays hard and plays well, kind of like, let's say, if it was Aaron Brewer's situation. And I respect Jordan Davis for coming out and say, y'all don't know the whole story. He's gotten me in practice. This was one rep. This doesn't tell the whole story. But there's been so many people, Jordan Davis is a beast. This guy's kicking you know what. He's a monster. Guys, Cam Jurgens had the perfect set. He bull hopped back three times. The ball is essentially gone in a game time situation. And if all you got is a bull rush, the quarterback will step around that and step up in the pocket to deliver the pass. For all of the people that are championing a bull rush and one-on-one pass sets, I say to you guys,
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
That wasn't it. And even Jordan Davis admitted it today.
Jordan Davis, very classy and like
super
mature
classy.
And I'd like that guy if I was an Eagles fan.
Yeah. Because he
stepped up. He's basically nope, that's not what that was. Yep, you got that and it went viral.
Yeah.
But he's got me a whole lot. And I think he even recognized, like, bull rush isn't really what I should have been doing in
he
that case.
He said that. But the clip has gotten millions of votes and it's been used by every major outlet and everything else. I'm like, see, that's just... So, guys hate that type of stuff. But, yeah, those two are my two. It's just, like, understand the entire situation. Whew, there we go.
Shafe?
Oh, okay. I can go ahead and go. Pirates player Rodolfo Castro.
I was thinking, I actually, you just took mine because I had that one.
Sliding into third base.
Yep.
And his cell phone pops out of his pocket. That deserved the Cosby treatment on that one. Out of his pocket.
Mm-hmm. No one
what
deserves
is
a Cosby
your,
treatment.
That's a different thing. What is your cell phone doing in your uniform pocket of your pants and you're playing a game? No wonder you slid head first into third base. Didn't even have an otter case on that phone. And they went flying out there. I'm sure it broke. And what I appreciate is the sheer disgust and contempt of the third base coach when the phone got handed to him. And he's looking at this young man going, really? What was a phone doing in your pocket? What was it doing out in the dugout? What was it doing out near the playing surface? Were you tweeting? Oh, wait. Were you trying to get a jersey on Fanatics?
No.
Why was that phone anywhere near where you should have been paying maximum attention to keep your job?
I just can't believe there's a phone. Like, it ain't Joe Horn celebrating with it. He's running the bases.
He just done forgot that his phone was in the pocket.
Did you see the size of that phone? How do you even forget it?
That phone was the size of a cinder block.
That's basically this.
He would have been better off using that phone at home plate to hit than the actual bat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want to know how you lose a gig real quick? Do that.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
And not only that.
Hold that.
Oh, wait, you couldn't. It fell out of your pants.
Shay, is that illegal? Should we have talked about that more?
Technically, it is in terms of he had an electronic device.
Yeah.
On the playing surface, he could be disciplined for that.
Yeah.
Technically. The thing is that they don't need to discipline him because he's been so shamed by everyone.
Oh, my.
That disciplining him for that would just be rubbing salt into the wound. And you know the Pirates weren't cheating.
No.
Because they're like 15 million games below 500. I mean, if the Pirates were cheating and they had that record, then obviously they went to the Jeremy Pruitt School of Cheating.
That's what I was going to say. It's Vols 2020, baby. Pruitt era.
My second one.
Oh, you got two?
I do.
Oh, what a bonus.
Titans legend Cairo Santos.
Okay, I don't know this.
Huh?
All right. Was a kicker for a short period of time with the Titans.
Oh.
That's why I called him a Titans legend. To go along with the
Kansas
Randy
City,
Moss.
I think, also.
Yeah. But he's done really well with the Chicago Bears. He's earned a full-time gig with the Chicago Bears. He says that he goes to public parks in Florida in order to practice his kicking in order to simulate how bad the turf is at Soldier Field.
Oh.
That the turf at Soldier Field is so bad that Cairo Santos doesn't go to a professional field to practice kicking field goals. Instead, he just goes to random parks with all the bumps and divots and dog poo and everything else that's in those places. He basically crushed the Bears for having a lousy field. Now, we've had that at moments at times here in Nashville. Mm-hmm. We've seen it in Pittsburgh as well. The turf can be an issue. But the fact that he actually does it and then admitted to it, that he has to go to a public park in order to replicate the feel of Soldier Field, The Chicago Bears, y'all.
You, Aaron Rodgers.
Y'all suck.
Yeah. You know, I've seen a guy get fired for talking about the turf like that. He came in the morning after a game where we had lost and he missed a kick or two. And he bashed the turf. And he got fired like 2 days later. Like, you don't talk about the turf crew like that. Like, if it's bad, look, do your job. You paid to do your job. Shave, they deserved that one. That was cheeks. That was cheeks. Kickers can't make those type of excuses. They just can't. You're not afforded that.
Here's the thing. He's actually not making an excuse because he kicked really well on the Soldier Field.
But still, are you going to bring light to that? What about the guys doing their job inside of the stadium? Oof. Like, that's the reason that cat got fired, was because, no, don't talk about our employees. We're all in this together. That's a bad look, man.
And I don't think he was really meaning to air anybody out, but boy, it didn't come across well.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me?
Yeah, that's tough. 615-737-1045 to get in your bleep you, Aaron Rodgers. Your chance to gripe. I see Eric in Nashville. He said he had three. Because he usually does. Usually got a list.
Yeah.
Eric Cousin Andrew has a bleep you.
Bleep you, Jason Martin.
Well, it could be me. Could be Buck, because it often is. I think it could be Ramon once.
Hey, nah. Bleep you, Ramon Foster.
Nobody asked for that, man. That was jacked up, Andrew.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. 615.
Come on, man.
There it is. That's post-nasal drip, Ramon. 615-737-1045. I'll give you mine as well. But your chance to gripe right now, bleep your Aaron Rodgers right ahead. We continue here on the Zone.
Searching HVAC near here.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Wow. Nobody local? Huh.
Wait, what? We are an HVAC company literally in your neighborhood. Why is she not seeing us?
Just all the big chains. Well, it is what it is.
What in the... Can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local HVAC providers. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
See you traveling around town with the girl I love and I like.
You, Aaron Rodgers.
Ooh, I'm just a change in my pocket. It wasn't enough. I'm like,
you, Aaron Rodgers.
When your baby keeps you up all night. When you bust a tire by hitting a pothole. When you're not completely comfortable with your starting quarterback.
Nice. What?
All there's left to say is...
You, Aaron Rodgers.
On J-Mart and Ramon.
Bleep you, Aaron Rodgers, 615-737-1045. I tell you, gripe. We lead off the gripes. Cousin Andrew. Andrew?
What's up, Andrew?
Good morning. First of all, I do have two. I told Schaefer I had one, but I thought of my other one real quick. To specifically the caller yesterday, but to anybody at this point of the year that is still griping about Tannehill's performance in the playoff game last season, shut up and move on. My Lord, it's a new season. Let's lay last year to bed and let's focus on this year. Now, secondly, Jason Martin, you're getting one this morning. It's okay to have something that is your favorite and like something else. Example, I love Mexican food. That's my favorite food. But I also like things like Italian and other different variations of food. So as a fellow Braves fan, I love the closer with the Mets walk-up music. So, Schaefer, piss Jason off again.
Andrew with a walk off.
Instead of a walk up, a walk off.
Yeah, he did have a walk off. Jason yawned.
Eric in Nashville. Eric.
Hey, before I get to my blue tier, Aaron Rodgers, that action music was played last night by the guy that's hosting that show. That's a Mets fan. He played it last night at about 11:30.
Did he? No.
Yes. I heard my bed and started laughing. It was hilarious. Because I know, Jason, you do both the local and the national Fox things, but the guy that's on that from 9 to 1 a.m. after
Jason Smith?
Yeah, or whoever that is, yeah. He's a huge Mets fan, yeah, and he played that last night about 11:30, so I thought y'all get a kick out of that.
Yeah. But I don't anyway. Like him either.
But, guys, let me get to my bleep here, Aaron Rodgers, guys. It's so good to be back after missing last week. So I've got several in the stockpile, but I'm just going to go with the three I was going to use last week. Okay, the first one is a food issue about a man, and I saw this on the Today Show last week. He was smuggling 2 egg McMuffins into Australia, got caught, and he was fined $1,874. Apparently, you can't do that, so he gets a bleep you, Aaron Rodgers, for doing that. And by the way, guys, my story number two also involves something similar about food being illegally smuggled in Australia. A woman by the name of Jessica Lee was flying from Greece to Australia. She had a layover in Singapore. She decided she was going to get a sub from Subway. They had no problems with her getting it. They allowed her to bring it back on the plane. Trouble is, when she got to Australia, she didn't finish it. She still has half a sub left. She got fined $1,844. But this was the little twist to this one. Subway got complaints from all these people on TikTok, social media, saying, you got to take this care of this. You got to help this woman out with the fine. Well, this was Subway's way of handling it. They gave her a $1,844 gift card. You know, because, guys, you know this. That people, when they have old money, they're not going to give you cash anymore. They're just going to give you gift cards. So that was their response to this. And, guys, my last one. A woman by the name of Christy Jones, she was 49 years old in North Carolina, was furious with her boyfriend, so she decided she was going to get even with him. She took a wood pile, set it on fire, which caught his house on fire. She took a sealant, put it in his hose where he couldn't turn on the hose or anything, and then she had a shotgun and held his dog hostage while the police were getting there. She took off. Police eventually caught up with her, but she didn't care. She was happy what she did until she found out she set fire to the wrong house. She did $20,000 worth of damage. So, guys, those are my three. Guys, y'all take care and have a great day, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Aaron Rodgers.
She set fire to the wrong house. What an idiot. Goodness. The plan was beautiful, okay? Yeah. Except now you got a felony and you burned the wrong house down.
Then it got serious.
What an idiot.
When keeping it real goes wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
Phil is in Portland this morning, maybe every morning. Phil, what's up?
What's up, Phil?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to get on here and make sure that I pointed out how disappointed I am with Conor McGregor going to be in a reboot of Roadhouse. I wish they'd just leave that alone. I didn't even watch Roadhouse 2 because Patrick Swayze was in it. I mean, let's just leave things alone. Be more creative. Come up with something else. Quit messing with original films and then duplicating it. There's rarely that you have a sequel where it actually works out better than the first. And I think that there's two movies that come off the top of my head that actually did good. This last, Top Gun, the remake of that, and then Terminator 2. But besides that, every other remake has been just terrible. I also got to give a Aaron Rodgers to myself because I forgot my wife's birthday and I'm 5 days on the couch. So that's my two right there.
Thoughts and prayers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Thoughts and prayers.
Is he actually 5 days on the couch?
Thoughts and prayers, Phil.
You damn sure ain't cute. Man, you ain't handsome.
Hey.
Man, I thought Tannehill was in the doghouse from last year. That dude. Ooh.
Phil. Ooh. My brother. What was he in? White House?
Portland.
Hey,
he's in the doghouse.
You ain't in Simple Sumner no more. You in Sad Sumner.
Woo.
Phil, you Damn. Can't.
Responses in the chat.
Wow.
And woof.
Oh.
Yeah.
From violence to silence. Ooh. Yeah.
Man.
Phil, dog. We might as well end the show after that one, man. Phil, we got to.
Cousin Hightower, 5 days. Damn.
We got any prayer? Like, where are the prayer requests at?
All the tots and pears. All of them.
Phil, I ain't even.
All of them in the casserole dish.
You forgot the wife's birthday? There's a few days we can't miss. Christmas.
your firstborn, all your kids' birthdays.
I don't know if you forget Christmas, unless you're Nick Saban, because
you're preparing for its bowl games and stuff. Like Mother's Day, you can't forget that one. Like anniversary, wedding anniversaries. What do you? How busy do you have to be to forget your wife's birthday? You know, like 5 days on. Can you imagine how Phil's back feels? Phil's back has to be raw right now. Like, he has to go see an adjuster. See? And that old Ron Slay right there. They can miss all our days, though. See?
Well.
You're right. You're right. You're 100% correct. Phil, we feel for you, brother. Hey, man, we'll go to church this Sunday, and we'll drop one on the altar for you. Altar call, you need to make your way down there.
Pour one out for Phil.
Pour a heavy one out for Phil. I'm talking about go get a Budweiser right now.
I told Capel since he
came
in.
We didn't find
out,
by the way. He said Portland. We didn't realize that's Portland, Oregon.
That's where he's going to be.
His wife is in Portland, Tennessee. Yeah. He's in Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Maine.
If you forget the wife's birthday, which one is worse, a birthday or anniversary? Birthday?
Neither one's acceptable.
Neither one's acceptable, but I think the birthday
is the worst. I don't want to screw around and find out.
The anniversary is still part you. The birthday is all her.
Yeah.
That's all her day.
Mm-hmm.
The anniversary, you're celebrating both of you, even though she's probably
just as busy as you are. Yeah.
I feel like you can't forget her day.
That's the one day for me that I got to have something special. Like, the birthday is serious to me.
Because the birthday is literally, that's the day it's been on her calendar since she was old enough to know what a calendar was.
Before we knew about an anniversary, we talked about, when's your birthday? You know, the in-between green stuff you do when you start off dating. What's your favorite color?
Yeah.
What you like to eat?
Yeah.
Your birthday's when? Oh!
Yeah.
You're up. Then they start throwing the zodiacs. So we've had conversations about this. And Phil from Portland, in Portland now.
You know what his wife said?
What'd she say?
You can fill these.
Hold that.
Everybody heard.
Goody is next. Goody, what's up?
What's up, Goody?
What's up, guys? So, I guess I kind of got two. So, the first one is to Ramon and Schaefer.
What?
For continuing to play Edwin Diaz's calls, you're ruining it. I love it. You're overplaying it.
Cut him.
I love it, but you're overplaying it.
Are you dancing right now?
See, I'm with you, Gabe.
I'm driving or else I would.
I like it, but I'm also real tired of it.
Correct.
Come on.
You're diluting it. I love it.
Okay. Okay. As long as you can admit that you love it, you do love it.
I like it, but I did go watch that video.
I do.
And I think it's overrated.
Like it, but you're overplaying it, Mom.
Come on, Goody. You don't like all things. Your new name is Batty, and I'm not talking like female status.
Don't give me that.
You're Batty now. Okay, I'll take that. I'll take it. It's all good.
It's a bad SNL skit at this point.
My second one is actually directly to Ramon.
What?
For saying Diaz is.
That's why your phone broke up. Start it again.
He's still there.
Oh.
Edwin Diaz's walkout music is good, but it's not as great as Mariano Rivera's. Because every time Mariano Rivera came out with Enter Sandman, you know that team was going to sleep.
Ah.
Great.
Okay.
Agreed.
Okay.
Except the one time that the Diamondbacks got him in the World Series.
DJ always.
Luis Gonzalez.
Cousin Hightower just called him Charles 2.0.
Hey, Goody. I respect it. I'll take it, man. I hadn't seen Mariani's, though. Mariano's.
Look, we've played it way too much. We have. But I also have to admit, that song has been stuck in my head for 3 days.
Yeah.
Like, I've literally been walking around the halls of the office going.
It feels like an SNL skit that doesn't know when to end at some point.
Oh, yeah?
And it felt like it was intentionally done that way the first day.
No. We were really vibing out that day. Like, I wanted
not
to play
seven
it.
Times.
Yeah.
It's not that great, guys.
Why are y'all just downing
it's
this
just
so
not.
Much? Like,
I watched the video. I actually went and finally watched the video.
It's beautiful.
It's cool, but then they show the fans, and like, the fans are not going nuts.
They are going
no,
nuts.
They're not.
Yes, they are. People are getting up out of their seats to enjoy that
People
moment.
Are out of their seats anyway because it's a baseball
no,
game.
No, they hopped up and started
playing. And
they're
Mets fans who've never seen anything good since 86.
There were invisible trumpets being played there. And I know your hate for the Mets is raw. I love it. It's never going to change. And I'm with that. But you got to respect, like, it's a whole vibe.
I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying that the video was not, like, the greatest. I think it was overplayed.
No, absolutely not.
It was cool watching him come through, but I've seen a whole lot of closers with better walks to the mound than that.
You
better
know
runs
what?
To the mound
You've
than that.
You've never brought them up on this show.
Yeah, because they don't play anymore. I talked about Rivera being the best of all time.
It was cool. It was good. It was real good. I went and watched it, too. But this one is the moment now.
I get that.
It's good.
But I do think, and the house portion of it, I don't like the house portion of it.
The house portion of what?
When the beat drops, I don't like that part.
Oh, yeah. Well, it usually doesn't get that far, other than the horns. And then it's more so than slang. Like, after that, they cut it off. And
yeah.
It warms
like,
up.
The horns part, I like better than you, the whatever the beat portion
of it
is.
Well, that's the reason Shafe continues to play that spot. And not the rest of the song. Like, he's edited the song.
Yeah, I fade it down when it gets to the house portion of it.
Yeah. Oh, don't do that.
As soon as they drop the beat on the narco, and then I'll start fading it out.
He faded it out. You and Goody, man, we're going to have to find y'all a box somewhere and let you sing into it.
Like I said, I like it. I just think a little overdone.
No, it was not over. It was perfectly done. We're getting flowers in. Nope, that's it. That's the scam chats going in there. It's not flowers.
Those are not flowers.
Those are not flowers. Oh, it was a beautiful. It is a beautiful walk-up song. Okay, you know what?
Slay says Jason aggravated.
I just got tired of it that day because it kept on happening.
Now they're making the song in the chat.
I mean, it's been stuck in my head too.
Oh, everybody hurts.
Like I said, just make sure it's queued up the day that they lose.
See, that's the thing.
It's so bad.
I'm just enjoying.
But it's not. This isn't even Braves related. I just think I don't think it's the like. Oh my gosh, we got to do this for four. I think that was a little bit much.
Yeah.
My bleepy Aaron Rodgers is just that got really old. Really, I wanted to get the hell out of the studio that day. Notice I got out of here like 5 minutes after the show. I was just like, I'm done with this day.
You know, and that's all right.
I was trying to give a Titans news update at the end of the show, and it got drowned out by dumbass horns.
You didn't even care about the guy getting signed.
Yeah,
anyway.
But the fans might.
Yeah.
Charles might. Damn it.
Man, we don't
it's real
do this
to me.
Charles. We don't do this for Charles.
I'm glad
it's
you still care real
about
to
the
me.
Fans. That's awesome.
The fact that Jay is actually playing up, he did it for the fans, lets me know. When you dropped your head that day, when we went out and Ron put feet in hands, you were just like, oh my God, I hate these guys.
I mean, that was fine. Nobody could see it. It wasn't even on camera. It was just for Schaefer.
Oh, we got pictures. We got pictures, okay. I should have took pictures of you, man. Jay, you're Charles this morning. You and Goody are Charles this morning. That's okay behind the song.
I like there's like 3-4 Mets fans in the chat.
Are there really Mets fans in the chat?
Yeah, like three of them that have come out this week and announced that they're Mets fans.
I mean, that's what happens when you win, though, too.
Right, that's my point.
Yeah. Jay Martin needs a Snicker. We're going to get you there, Jay. Well, you need a sugar-free Snickers. You need a mini Snickers. You'll eat a mini Snickers. Well, Halloween coming up. By the way, candy's already out. Go get you some. It's supposed to be a shortage on it this year.
Cousin Andrew says, damn, Jason out here yelling at clouds like get off my lawn, guy.
That's fine. I just got effing tired of it, guys.
What the hell is Charles?
615-737-1045. I didn't even give you my bleep, but I guess I just did.
Well, you still have a segment.
It doesn't even really matter. It's just Kevin Durant. I don't even have to expound upon it. Everybody knows the story.
Did we lose Jason?
It's just stupid at this point. The Kevin Durant thing is just like, got what you wanted. I'm gonna go to now you're saying, get rid of what I asked you for, or I'll leave.
Everybody hurts.
That's not even related.
I know.
Because you agree. You said it.
No, I agree with that. I'm actually going back to Narcos. It's why everybody's hurting.
You mean you're
right
going
now.
To Narco?
Narcos.
Yeah, you still keep adding the S to that.
I love adding the S to it because of the show.
Kroger's.
And you know what?
Sonics.
Even when I say it with the S, you still know what I mean. Right? Yes. Coming up next, last segment of Luke, you, Aaron Rodgers.
615-737-1045. 737-1045. Still a chance to get in and gripe if you haven't yet. Casey called yesterday, so he may not call today.
Yeah, he did. We'll be all right.
We'll be back. It's Jay Martin about 1045 to 7. Jay Martin, Ramon, 104.5 is on. Trying not to bleep my daughter. I don't want to bleep you, my daughter, here. Bleep you, Aaron Rodgers. She won't say dada.
They never do.
She says mama. When yeah. I'm like, hey, who am I? Mama. Nope.
It's actually,
can you at least give me not the mama like dinosaurs? I'll be a Sinclair.
I think, is it easier to actually say mama than dada? Yeah,
I think so. Yeah. But I'm trying to tell him, like, all right, so dad, you want to use the other version of the A? So go da-da. And then she just laughs at me.
Yeah, because she know that she don't care about that.
But here's the thing. Then she walks around the house, mm-hmm. and she's just like, da-da-da-da. Like, who am I, mama?
Say, is she going to say Petey Pablo?
Well, he never told us the singing story from the other day.
Do-a-da. What'd you say?
You never told us the singing story from the other day.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. This is her bleep you, Aaron Rodgers.
When she...
Don't get to Jeremy, you get
she your start call. Yelling your name, you'll get tired of it.
Yeah, I know she's going to use it.
Yeah. Dad, can I borrow the car?
But
Dad,
it's just like Slate says, man. It's just the disrespect to the men. The days don't matter. Our names don't... I don't have a name. I'm Bernie Mac in Kings of Comedy.
Him downstairs.
Yeah, basically.
Who the hell is him?
I even said, I was like, go with Papa. Call me Papa. Like, I'm trying to find something she can say right now because she's still just kind of getting two words. Like, she really didn't have any words outside of Mama. But she's around me more often than Abby.
You really just like, you don't say this. You're going out on the street.
No, every time I see her, like yeah. She'll be in the chat. Hey, dad, dad. And she'll either look at me and do nothing.
You know what she's saying.
Or she'll go, when she puts out her hand, which is give me something. Or she'll say mama right in my face.
Abby did carry her for
that's right,
months.
D-Good. Her first words were your mom.
I mean,
that's so absurd to try to turn that into your mom joke.
It is. Sort of worked.
And it did. What's crazy, Jay, is CG don't even care right now. She just want her green beans and watermelon and strawberries. That's it.
I just go back to that gif that I see all the time. I don't want peace. I want problems always.
All I know is like, if I put on Don Quixote and she hears the theme song, she starts clapping, looking around, all this stuff. Like, I know how to get her going.
Oh, so you can play the song with her, but we can't play the song with you to manipulate her. See? I knew it. I know it, Jay.
I don't even know what we're talking about now.
Because we want to play Narco, and you're at home playing the song Don Quixote for her to get her going, and you just do the opposite here, Jay. You know what? I hope she never says dada. You take that with you. You take that with you. I hope she continues to say mama, mommy, ma, meemaw, peepaw. I hope she says all of those. I hope she says pawpaw, everything but dada. Take that with you, Jason.
Jeremy is on line one. Jeremy, what's going on?
What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, guys. Good morning. All right, this is something you guys have hit with the FU Aaron Rodgers a couple times already, and it's something that I just cannot get away from on social media, and it's people who will not quit posting pictures of abominations on plates that they claim to be so good. This food looks terrible. You need to stop doing it. I have pictures that I can post on Twitter for y'all, and if somebody can readily identify what this meat is, then I will stop complaining about it. I get it, you cooked it, but you don't have to get on social media to claim it. If PETA finds out these pictures, you're going to get fined for whatever it is you did to these animals. All right, then the second one is from Monday, because we had a guy, he referred to himself as the Beave. I'm going to refer to himself as the Beaver. He called in and he referred to Schaefer as the screener.
Yes.
We're talking about the best producer in the world. And you
the
called
best
him
the producer
screener?
In the world!
Yes. And he called him the screener. I was mad about that. I went to Twitter and everybody went in on it. I was shocked that I even heard him say it. Like, is this what this man really just said? So for the Beaver, hit him with that one, Chase. I thought, oh,
thank you, Aaron Rodgers.
Thanks, Jeremy. I actually meant to refer to you. I meant to start saying thank you, Mr. Screener. From now on.
Screener?
Yeah, you called him the screener.
Heck, man,
I mean, he does that. He does do that, but
nobody goes at Shafe, man. What's
we have a special guest on Bleep You, Aaron Rodgers, who has called in. One Buck Rising is on the hotline. He called the hotline number to get in on this. Buck, what's going on?
Hotline.
Well, that's because Mr. Screener texted me this morning in the midst of planning my show and said, hey, call in and give me a little Bleep You, Aaron Rodgers, because I heard you had a bit of a time last night. And he is correct. The screener is correct. I did have a bit of a time last night.
All right. What kind of time did we have last night, Buck?
We did not have a good time, I can tell you that. My flight was scheduled to leave Nashville International Airport at 5 p.m. I did my Greg Cosell podcast at 3 o'clock. I was packed and ready to go. I called my Uber. I'm traveling from downtown Nashville to I-40 East across the Jefferson Street Bridge when I get my first text from Southwest saying that my flight had been delayed. Okay, so let me open up the app. Let me look at the time. Let me see how far delayed. Holy bleep, 9:30 p.m. is when I'm scheduled now to leave. So I told my Uber, just please take me home. So I went home. I did the primetime show. I was ready to go. I'm sitting there. And in the time between the time the Uber took me back to the house and the time that I actually left the house to go to the airport, my flight was changed 8 times before I ended up leaving at 12:17 a.m. I got to Baltimore like 4 hours ago. Like, I'm not doing great. Southwest, bleep you, Aaron Rodgers.
Whoa, wow. Buck.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, man, I would send tots and pears, but I'm actually sending thoughts and prayers your way. Hey, that's a struggle bus situation right there, Buck. And you basically paid for a hotel night and didn't even really enjoy the hotel night, Buck. That sucks, man. Hey, that's no joke. I hate flying right now.
Yeah, that sucks. But, hey, the Ravens have won 20 preseason games in a row. They're going for 21 tonight, Buck.
You know what? I don't care. They can have their 21st. They can do whatever they want. 30 players didn't travel. Yet I'm here schlepping around Baltimore for a preseason game where the best thing that I'm going to watch is how many incompletions or overthrows does Malik Willis have tonight?
Like,
this is something that I've put on myself. I'm not happy.
Watch it from Jimmy's Seafood. It'd be better with a crab cake.
Yeah, man. Hey.
Yeah. Well, that's I had reservations to go to Jimmy's last night and I didn't get to go. So I thought about schlepping down there to get some breakfast. But yet I sit here with my terrible hotel cup of coffee and a banana instead of crab legs.
Hey, awesome prayers.
Well, Jameis is in New Orleans, man. You get those crab legs down there. All right, Buck.
Have a great morning, boys.
Yeah, have a great one, Buck.
Ah. Everybody heard.
Buck will be on, I guess, his show or somebody else hosting it today?
I think he's hosting the show.
He's hosting. I know he's doing the stuff this afternoon.
Yeah, I think he's hosting.
World's Smallest Violin is playing somewhere for you, Buck.
Oh.
Oh. That's tough.
I hate it here.
Yeah, that sucks. There's no way I'd have stayed here if that was the case.
615-737-1045. Coach Mack, 25 minutes away.
Mack attack.
We still call in gripes if you would like. We'll go back to some of the headlines, some of the things we're looking to see tonight on the field for the Titans. Number one, number two, number three, number four, number five, our health. J Mart and Ramon, 104.5 The Zone.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.